Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Brown throws the ball into Hart, who tags Beckert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hart reaches second base with a double. McCovey moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Peterson moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive to left field. Brown throws towards Beckert. Beckert fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Beckert. Hart scores. Peterson scores. Brown moves to third. Lanier moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hart is walked intentionally. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mason pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. John Bacabella pinch hits for Byron Brown. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. John Bacabella now playing left field. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Phillips fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Phillips. Landrum moves to third. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.